It's a clean sweep in all items with great savings at all Jay's jewelry stores. The house of instant credit with more savings, more service, more quality for your money. GE portable TVs start at only $77. A GE 15-inch portable lightweight, beautiful performance at everyday Jay's low prices. Fully guaranteed in service, you always do better at Jay's, the store with more. Just say, charge it at Jay's. General Electric and Jay's, a combination that can't be beat.
Hello, this is William Blue, right here in the BC Studios. And when I get these headphones on, I'll introduce the guest tonight. Now, over there is Hamilton Green. Thank you. By the way, I'm Hamilton Green's sidekick, you know, like on the other talk shows. My name is William Blue. Hamilton sometimes kids me, and I'm known as Bill Blue, but when he does that, I punch him in the nose. Audience, today we have Mr. Tom Soder.
Oh, he couldn't come. The Rosen Brothers.
Well, Jim, who are our guests?
The Rosen Brothers, boy, and Patrick Johnson.
The Rosen Brothers.
Sam and Jack from Mugger.
Mugger, I see. And I believe Patrick Johnson is coming also.
No, that's what I said, boy.
So, Hamilton, take it away and mention about our shows, and then we have only 10 seconds.
Well, the Hamilton Green Show. Hamilton Green is my name. It's a great new show starring Hamilton Green, and that was my sidekick, Bill Blue. Some people call us the Blue-Green Team. And,
Oh! That's it, right. Up, boy!
No!
And, yes, till tonight.
We're pulling it all together, so don't miss it. Remember to listen to Hamilton Green tonight on Channel 253. Tonight, Judy Collins is a guest on the Hamilton Green Talk Show. This is Channel 253, your BEC station in New York City. Present temperature, 63 degrees.
I believe.
Yes?
Oh, don't be frightened, Colonel. I'm not from the organization. I want to help you. My name is George Petronius.
I've heard of you.
Sammy is in town, Colonel. You owe the organization a little something.
They sent Sammy after me, did they? I'm flattered. However, I've gone straight.
Maybe. But they'll get you anyway. However, I could offer you a method of escape. I'll find you a hideout where they will never find you. Never!
A surefire method of escape from the organization, Petronius? I've been told your services come high. If you're hot and on the lam, and also lucky enough to be in funds, you go to George Petronius. If not, well, the trouble is, Petronius, that I don't happen to be in funds. So I either run or turn myself into the police, which would be the only safe way to avoid the organization's wrath.
No funds? What about the Kingston Hall?
Well,
I know all about it, Tregarth. You need only to turn it over to me and I will guarantee your safety. Forever!
How do you plan to do that? Black magic?
Oh, something like it. Something very much like it.
You're mad!
Am I? Listen, Colonel. How much do you know of history?
I majored in college. Why?
I don't just speak of the conventional histories we learn as children. I speak of the less definite histories, where fact and legend intermingle and melt into one. What would you say if I told you that the King Arthur legends were all true?
They may be, they may not. I don't care much about King Arthur at the moment.
Oh, but you will before I finish. You see, those legends were true. The Knights of the Round Table were not just myths. Merlin did exist. In those far-gone times, sorcery lived and chivalry reigned. Magic, white and black, was a fact. And from out of the musky past comes my dread secret. It was created by Merlin himself. This is Stone, the Siege Perilous by name. It possesses a unique power indeed. You see, it determines a man's worth and then delivers him into a world in which his mind and soul are perfectly at home.
You are indeed mad.
No, listen. There are, in this solar system and beyond it, alternate universes that pass in time and distance together. You can be taken to one of these, where you will be perfectly in tune with your surroundings, for a price.
I can almost believe your tale. I'm desperate also. I might decide to...
Think, Colonel. For a price, you can escape to a world where you have no record, where no gang will look for you, where you will make a fresh start.
It's tempting.
When I think of how many have successfully escaped through the siege, many people, you'd be surprised to know some of their names.
But Patronus, there's only one flaw to your story. If this device is so ideal, why haven't you tried it?
Many times I've contemplated it, but greed holds me to this earth. Which, my dear Colonel, brings us to the matter of money. I take it you have decided to try the siege?
Yes.
I will take the entire Kingston Hall.
It's in my flat. Top drawer of my dresser. We go there now, if you wish.
No need to trouble about such trifles. One of my servants will take care of it. I trust you implicitly, Colonel. Where you're going, I doubt you'd have any reason to give a damn about what becomes of your money. Now, Colonel, if you'll pay the check, we'll be on our way. There is the siege, Colonel.
It's only a rock. I must hate this strange color rock with some ancient inscriptions on it.
Yes. Now please sit as I begin the operation.
And Simon feels weird powers grasping his mortal limbs with strange unearthly power, gnawing at his brain, drawing out his innermost secrets. And then he begins to plunge through eerie galaxies of probability. Through eons of infinity, plunging, falling, writhing through space.
Thank you.
This is Channel 253, your BEC station in New York, which gives you entertainment all the day long. Present temperature, 63 degrees. Until Which World Begins Again, a 30-second interlude. On the Hamilton Green Show, the guests tonight are Sam and Jack Wilson and Patrick Johnson and Judy Collins. To your local Audubon hardware store, where all the appliances you need you can get. For instance, a new razor saw you can get, the saw one and a half, and the easy home cook appliances that you can get, ovens, stoves, whatever. Yes, Audubon hardware store gets all of it. Go to your local store in New Hampshire or Maine for the Audubon hardware store and your local New York metropolitan area store. The Audubon hardware store with special things, like Titus Moody says. Get Audubon Nodware. It's the best. This is Channel 253, your BEC station in New York. And now we return with which...
Chorus, you were with the Queen for a long time. What is our mission?
You're sent to check if Calder wishes to fight or live in peace with Alizon. Queen Yomar has sent us. We are to act as dignitaries.
And what if it is war?
Then we have forfeited our lives in a hopeless cause. However, I suspect that the Calder will wish war. They are warlike people.
And then we must get out and give the message to the Queen. One of us.
Yes.
But most certainly
necessary that we carry back the word before they can start the attack.
Most certainly they will not want us to carry the word back.
We'll have to devise some plan.
Jackard.
Yes?
What do you see?
Dismount quickly. There's a body over there. It might be one of the Calder. No. This is no Calder.
He's gone so strangely.
He is an outworlder.
We have had very few of those here.
Yes.
Look, he's awakening.
Who are you?
My name is Tregoth.
You side with Alizon or Calder?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're either a fool or a liar. You know that this world is torn asunder by the warlike people of Calder. That Alizon are the only people who remain free from their grasp.
I was in the Sage Perilous.
You babbling about that?
What?
Are you faithful to Queen Yomar?
I don't know any Queen Yomar.
Jackal, we must. It is most probable that he is a spy sent by the Kolar to infiltrate our lines.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I'm no spy.
Indeed, stranger, indeed. What should we do with him, Jack Arch?
I say we kill him here and now.
But, no. As much as I hate to put off our mission, we must take him back to Alizon. Show him to the Queen. Decide what we must do with him.
As you wish.
Unless you decide to tell us the truth, stranger.
I don't like being discussed over like I'm some infant. Now, where am I? What is this place? Is this some trick of Patronus's to get more money?
Last
I remember was in the...
You babble like an idiotic fool.
And why are you dressed so strangely?
Indeed. You were the one who was garbage in a foolish
world.
Life.
Place. And another thing, that this can't be some other world. You speak my language.
But strange, don't we all speak the universal language? The universal language of Escarp?
I don't know what you're talking about. I come from the planet Earth, USA.
Jack Arch, we must take this strange person to the Queen.
He is most likely demented.
But if he told the truth,
beyond belief,
that someone could come to Escarp from another world,
it's amazing. Most certainly the Queen will wish to hear of this.
Come, stranger. It is to the Queen.
Tom Soder. Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next Witch World.
Don't miss the school, a BEC presentation where people live and people die. The school! Don't miss it on BEC where we're putting it all together. Hello, this is Patrick Johnson for CARE. Please give to these poor, starving children in far-off countries who need food and money. We need your money. Please send to CARE, BEC Building, 15620 Riverside Drive, New York, New York, 10032. Remember, we're so close, yet so far.
Next on Witch World.
The Duvians, who resemble snakes.
Well, then I'm in your army.
The next day, after some hurried conferences with the Queen, Simon leaves with Corrus and Jackard to the Calder stronghold.
No, some other force is striking my mind.
My God, the Calder witches! The witches of Calder are at his mind!
No! It's killing me!
Join us on our next Witch World.
This has been Witch World. With Tom Soder as Tregarth, Tom Sinclair as Patronus, Basil Fletcher as Jackarth, and Robert Drummer as Corrus.
adapted by Tom Sinclair, based on the characters created by Andre Norton.
This is Hamilton Green. Join me with William Blue on my show tonight.
Series created by Tom Sinclair. Produced by Chester Scuffin. Directed by John Fletcher. Copyright 1970 by BEC Enterprises. This has been Witch World, a BEC production.